After a very cold start, temperatures will remain a touch short of normal today and for the next several days, with a period of rather tranquil weather to round out 2014 and kick off the new year. Outside of some mid and high-level clouds for some areas, especially to the south of the Capital District this morning, it'll be partly to mostly sunny but cold today around the region, with high temperatures only in the mid and upper 20s. It'll feel even colder as we'll be dealing with a persistent northwesterly breeze, knocking the wind chill values down into the teens for much of the day, so bundle up if you've got outdoor plans. Later tonight, the combination of more favorable low-level wind direction and some additional lift with the approach of a disturbance moving toward the region should kick off some lake-effect snow across portions of the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley late in the evening. With some enhanced lift from that shortwave Wednesday morning, some of that lake-effect snow may filter down the Mohawk Valley and reach portions of the greater Capital Region, southern Vermont, and northwestern Massachusetts, with some minor accumulations. Outside of some additional scattered lake effect snow showers, the new year looks to start out quietly weather-wise, with cold temperatures and the chance for some more precipitation over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no thunderstorm areas are forecast and thunderstorms are unlikely for today and tonight. The western extent of a mid-level trough from the upper Midwest to the central Great Basin will dislodge from the stream of broader cyclonic flow peripheral to a reinforcing trough over the northeastern continental U.S. and eastern Canada. A mid-level low will likely close off in the vicinity of the southern extent of the Sierra by early in the day, and that will be accompanied by areas of precipitation from portions of central and southern California eastward across parts of the southwestern states and central Great Basin. Buoyancy is forecast to be too limited or shallow for any more than an isolated lightning strike or two at most. Elsewhere across the continental U.S., sprawling strong surface high pressure will be pervasive east of the Rockies, and thunderstorms are not expected. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Monday of 20 below zero at Flag Island, Minnesota, and Langdon, North Dakota, along with Upham, North Dakota, and Willow City, North Dakota, to a high Monday of 85 at Vero Beach in Florida. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be partly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. Wind chill values back down between 20 and 30 degrees, though, as there'll be a north wind around 10 miles an hour for much of the day. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, a northwest wind around 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 20. And in Buffalo, scattered snow showers in the morning, then a chance for flurries before ending, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, normal maximum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 53 set in 1984. Normal minimum temperature is 16 degrees with a record of 21 below zero set in 1933. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 30th, sunrise at 7:25 a.m., sunset at 4:30 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-20s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be cold with lows in the upper single digits. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-and-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with highs in the lower 30s today. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, cold with highs only in the upper 20s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers after midnight, cold with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper 20s and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing to around 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today, cold with highs in the upper 20s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. Clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the middle teens, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour and diminishing after midnight. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny and cold with highs in the low to mid-20s. Perhaps some snow showers around with some light accumulation. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-20s to near 30 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. And Saturday, a chance of rain or snow showers, temperatures in the upper 30s to the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Katarina.